It's an HF antenna. If you look up the Comet HD250, it's the one Jim's got laying on the floor when you first walk into his shop, and he put one up at his place for demonstration, but he's got his up on the pole, but it's the Comet HD250. Let me check. So when they do like the ground wave net on Monday nights on 28375, everybody's using a vertical antenna. Some people are using a wire, but you could tell the difference between the vertical and the horizontal. And sometimes, you know, if a lot of guys that are doing POTA are on vertical antennas. So if you're on a vertical antenna and they are, and the hops are right, you'll get them better than you would on a wire.
Yeah, I think I found it. Comet CHA, like that logo. 250 Hotel Delta, right? HF, it says HF VHF vertical antenna. Is that the one?
Yes, sir. It's about 17 feet tall.
Yeah, it's auto has it for $399.95, $400. Has it here, right? I might buy it from him.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a better one than the Palomar? Or the Palomar?
Still in stock. But I'll send you a couple pictures so you can see what it looks like.
Hey, I stepped on your toes. Dave, is this one better than the Palomar, or should I just keep the Palomar?
Oh, no. Keep the Palomar. But vertical works. It's two different types of antennas. You got your vertically polarized and your horizontally polarized. And if you notice, I actually have two Palomars and the vertical. So one's north and south, one's east and west, and then the vertical.
So you have some people that run vertical, and you got some that run horizontal. You just have to have the antennas on a switch, and you'll just switch back and forth to see which one receives the best.
Okay. Thank you for that. I have to think about this. Is it for RF?
So, like I was saying, Monty, if on Monday nights, you know, we gave it a test. Like Emmett was on, I was on, Charlie was there, and a bunch of other people, and I was on my vertical, and everybody's like, oh, I can hear you. I switched over to the wire. I couldn't hear any of them because they were all on their verticals. I switched back to the vertical, and it was no problem. Everybody switches over to the horizontal, and you'd be able to hear as long as, you know, the conditions are correct. So it's just a game. It's back and forth in different ways. But like I said, some of the POTAs, I've been able to get them better on my vertical than I was on the wire when the bands are long, and the vertical worked better. So it's, like I said, it's just, you know, back and forth and which one works better. And having that option is very good to have.
Does the mounting come with it, or you have to buy it separately? Maybe like a KPX or SRO may have all that, right?
Well, the whole antenna comes with the, you know, mounting bracket and all that. And then I just took a piece of fence post. It's 4 foot long. Actually, it's 5 foot long. And I used the fence post driver I have and put the post in the ground and left it standing up about a foot and a half. And then I ran all the conduit to it so the coax is underground and safe and out of the sun, and I don't have to worry about it being run over by the lawnmower.
It's like a very clean installation. Very nice. Very professional looking. I like it. I'm wondering where to put it in my house. In the backyard, you know, it's pretty tree-covered, wooded. Would that matter?
No. Just as long as you got an area a little bit clean around it, but no, that won't matter. It's I've seen people who've got them mounted right out in the middle of the woods, and it works perfect for them.
We did the other one. We can mount it on the deck itself, you know, on the main post of the deck. You know, get some U-clamps or pipe clamps, yeah, pipe clamps and put it in there and let it stand up tall. That might work nicely.
Yeah, your deck's not that high off the ground, so it should work perfectly, and you could play with it, and then if it doesn't work and it has to go lower, you can always find a spot, but I think where you're at, that would be okay and would work.
Well, Monty, I could go for a big old stack of buttermilk pancakes right now with sugar-free maple syrup.
And where would that be? Where would you like to go?
I don't know where. I don't know a place around here that people even make buttermilk pancakes. Everybody else uses regular milk. But to me, a good buttermilk pancake, you can't beat.
IHOP may have some.
Good old piece of fried ham, country secured ham, boy, it'd be nice. Well, Monty, I'm getting sunshine right now. It's not real bright, but I'm getting sunshine real good.
Over here in Hickson, we still are overcast with very low ceilings. It's daylight now, but very cloudy, low ceilings. So I think rain, maybe I have to check the radar.
Let me get my phone and just see what it looks like.
Doesn't look like we're going to get rain till about 11 o'clock. It's moving in, but it's slow. About 11 o'clock it shows.
We started getting rain about 4:30 this morning. And still drizzling. KJ4SPM, good morning, Doug. Good morning, Monty again. They're going to Jacksonville State University down in Alabama to perform. And so, anyway, I went back home and got changed. Now I'm on my way to work.
Oh, yeah.
Don't have to be there till 10. Work from 10 to 2. Got a DOT drug screen training. Learn how to process all the chain of custody paperwork and all that stuff.
Okay. Is it in Chattanooga or Cleveland?
I was in Cleveland yesterday. This is in Chattanooga, my regular place.
Okay. Well, Monty, according to my weather thing here in Tunnel Hill, the rain is supposed to get here about 12 o'clock.
Dave, how was Old Hickory yesterday? Did you get them straightened out, or they just wasn't going to run yesterday and you come on home?
No, they didn't run. I spoke to they had some maintenance they were going to do, so I turned around and, you know, talked to them about the little bit of maintenance they were going to do, gave them some advice for changing out the paddles on their drag, and I came home. KQ4, GLQ.
Oh, man. Well, that was kind of a wasted trip over there, I guess, but, you know, you do what you got to do.
I got to start doing some more single sideband, but it's been a lot of fun. I can't complain.
No sense in complaining, brother. Just enjoy it, and have fun. So, how was the Frowning Queen last night when you got home? Did she warp you upside the head with a skillet?
No, she forgot about that. Let's not remind her. It was funny because she came in. I spoke to her for a few minutes. I says, Hutch needs some help putting his wire antenna back up. Do you mind if I run over there? She's like, nope, go ahead. You got an hour and 10 minutes. I said, why is that? She says, because it's going to take me a little bit of time to shower, and then I'm going to put dinner in the oven. And that's how long you got. Literally, I was home in an hour and 20, and dinner was just coming out of the oven.
Awesome, man. Glad you get Hutch's antenna back up.
Oh, yeah, it's back up. I'm just wondering if you got a chance to use it.
Good deal, man. Good deal. Yep. One thing that I have learned over the years that I've been in this hobby is when you put a dipole antenna up, you either have to have like a, what's the word, like a weight on the end with a pulley, you know, so you can have a little swing to it. That way it, you know, pulls it right, but it's not so heavy that it snaps the wire. And you definitely don't mount it, you don't pull the wire tight. That thing's got to have some give to it, man, because wind will break that wire in just a second.
So this spring pulley system that I've kind of been come up with and using, and like I said, I took Hutch's idea and I took somebody else's idea and I put it together on my own. And it's been working very well, and that's how we did Hutch's yesterday with the spring and the pulley and the two paracords up there. So it should work out pretty good now. And I had another thought I was going to say, and I totally slipped my mind. KQ4 GLQ. I haven't had coffee yet.
I'm on my third cup. I've had one so far, but I've been listening to Monty and Dave and trying to learn some more.
Yeah, Cleveland wasn't bad yesterday. I tell you, man, took me about 1 hour and 10 minutes to get up there. But yesterday coming home took about 1.5 hours, 1 hour and 25 minutes, something like that. So got home about right at 6:30.
How did you go? You come up 27, jump on 24, then go up, or how did you go up to Cleveland?
Came up trying, hit 151 over to Ringgold, and got on 75 and let it burn.
That's what I figured you'd do.
Off at Paul Huff Parkway.
Yep.
They got a really good bunch of folks up there too, man. I had a real good time with them yesterday, learned a lot of stuff. But definitely a good bunch. The funny thing is the lady that I worked with the most yesterday is coming down to where I work today to do that same training that we got to do.
Today, head over radiology.
She's just a regular rad tech like me, but she does all the growth screens and stuff in Cleveland. And so she's got to get DOT certified just like I do.
Okay.
Something, just a beep.
I don't know who it is, but you're not quite making it.
That's not working, man. All we get is beep. So, something's not right.
That'd be a nice project to do. KQ4, GOQ.
Yes, sir. Fall is tower weather. I'm going to tell you, man, that's a good time of the year to have a tower project cooling off, you know, and get it done before winter sets in. Tell y'all what, man, this place looks a whole lot different in daylight.
Yeah, don't it?
Whole lot less traffic on a Saturday also.
Yep. Only person I've seen between Lafayette and Tryon was State Patrol.
Boy, I don't know.